Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. Hey, it doesn't matter what you're passionate about, baby. Uh-oh. Crowley's gone off the deep end. Nah, come on now. I got a method to the madness here. I want to share it with you. First of all, welcome back. Great to have everybody on the, what is this called again? Right, every day is Saturday. It's a Wednesday in November here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Let me tell you, just a side note, has nothing to do with the show. The leaves are like every flipping color you can imagine. Burnt orange, brown, green, regular orange, red, just amazing. A kaleidoscope of colors here in the Midwest, right? As they're about to all just fall off every tree here. But anyway, hey, you're passionate about something, which is really important. I mean, you can't lose that. You need to have that in order to be successful. So you're passionate about something. That's really, really good news, but you got to be careful, okay? Just because you're passionate about it doesn't mean somebody else is. And I think that's where people get into a lot of danger where they start wanting to push their thoughts onto other people. Let me give you an example because it'll make a lot of sense. People that run e-commerce stores, online stores, and they'll fill up a Shopify store with a bunch of stuff that they love, like oils and vitamins and minerals and all this stuff, right? And nobody wants that stuff. Yeah, but I like it, Sam. People that get into network marketing, I love this lotion, potion, and pill. Yeah, but you got to understand what the other person who's buying that product is really passionate about. What do they want? And that's really the disconnect. Here's their secret magic, though. First of all, whenever you're talking about something like that, network marketing and people that are selling a product, that's great. The product is great. But if you lined 10 people up who sold that product and say, hey, who's got the best one? They would all say, I do. So what separates the product? Why you're doing it? Why'd you get started? Why did you even get involved in a home-based business, for example? That's what starts to separate people. It's the story that you share with the end user, the prospect, that really starts to separate you from everybody else. And also, what it can do for them. Ultimately, people are just selfish, and that's okay. They want to know if they're going to give you money, or they're going to join your team, or they're going to join your movement, what is in it for them? What do they get out of it? That's ultimately what anybody wants. So that's great that you're passionate about. Like, I'm passionate about podcasting, but some of the people that hire me, they're not passionate about podcasting. They're passionate about sharing their message, and they understand that podcasting is the vehicle to get that out, but they're not passionate about a microphone. They don't want to geek out over, hey, I got this brand new mic that hooks into my smartphone. I got it at the Apple store. It's a Shure microphone. It's cost $150. And they're like, snoring. That's great, man. Here's what I need to know, Sam. I want to launch a movement. I want to build my message. I want to get it out there. If you're telling me that this is a way to get it out, I'm in. That's great, but I'm not super passionate about that. Does that start to make sense there? Man, I want to share a story with you. This has something to do with what we're talking about. This morning, like most mornings, my wife and I go out with our youngest daughter, Susan, who's 4 years old, and we grab a cup of coffee. And there's a lady who has one of those outdoor buildings in a parking lot. So imagine like a mall or a Kroger or something, and you see this building, this little like tiny house-looking thing. I know you've seen it, coffee kiosks, they're all over the place. Just randomly in the parking lot somewhere, okay? And so she's been running this coffee shop out of there for, God, as long as that, maybe 5-7 years or so. And I mean, it sounds like the American dream, doesn't it? How many people do you know, and maybe you're one of them, that says, hey, I want to open up a coffee shop, you know, and I can just open up in the morning, and I love people. It'll give me a chance to network. Come on, you've probably thought. I know I've said it a bunch of times. I want to open a coffee shop, and then we'll close it down around 2 in the afternoon, and, you know, we don't have to work nights and don't even have to work on Sundays if we don't want to. It sounds neat. Well, I got the rest of the story from the lady who's been running it. We're just chatting her up today. It's a lot of work. She's most of her friends, because she has a lot of people, because like most people, when they do something, they know other people that do the same thing. They start these open like parking lot kiosk up that sell coffee, and they close them within a year or two. And they don't go broke, but the business goes under. Why? Because it's hard work, man. It's hard work. Now, if that doesn't even include if you have to actually pay people to work in your shop for you. You know what I mean? And she does it mainly by herself, and she's been able to keep her head afloat, but she was just like, Sam, it is a lot of work, man. I mean, I work my ass off, okay? And I think about that, I think, wow, that's somebody who's really passionate. Like, she's never going out of business just because she has this just mentality. She's digging in. She hires no employees. She does it all herself, okay? And other people kind of dilly-dally into the coffee shop business, like, oh, this would be nice. And they buy the dream, and they never think of the work that goes into it, okay? When I started this business, I thought I was like that. Like, oh, it'd be so neat to speak on stages all around the world and to get my message out, and I'll start a podcast and a YouTube channel and all this stuff. And I started to realize, oh, wow, you got to do some editing here. Okay, yeah, all right, well, videos on YouTube, I'm sure I'm going to get 1,000 views today, and you get none. And, oh, no, I'm sorry, you get one. My wife watched it, you know. And then a week goes by, and nobody watched. You're like, oh, wow. I've shared this story in the past. I spent $22,000 on my first product launch and made $17. Yeah. No, you heard that right. Not $22 on a product launch. $22,000. $22,000 it cost me for a sales page, software, paying people, programmers, all this stuff. And then I hit the launch button, so to speak, sent an email out to my huge list of about 200 people. Because back then I figured, well, I've got an email list of 200 people. That means all 200 of them are going to open my email. And let's just lowball it and say only 100 of them buy my product for $100. That's 10 grand, you know. And then I've got an upsell after that. And let's just, if the bottom falls out, only half of them, 50, will buy the upsell. And I'll make about 50 grand. Yeah, I made $17. What would happen if you spent $22,000 and made 17 bucks or didn't make anything? Would you still stay in the game? That's what it means to have passion. And that's an example of selling something that nobody wanted. Nobody wanted my membership site. They just didn't want my membership site. And I didn't know they didn't want my membership site. I thought because I like membership sites and I like to go inside of a motivational forum and post and talk and chat, I figured everybody else wanted to as well. And nobody did. And wow, what a cold bucket of water that was thrown in my face. And I'm so happy that it was, because I didn't make that same mistake twice. I've never launched a product without knowing first that there's a market for it and people actually want it. And there's a need right now, like right now. Let me ask you a question and think about this, okay? If you're somebody who wants to monetize your passion, what's the hot trend right now that you can tap into, okay? I'm thinking, and I know I missed this train, but like a year ago, I was sharing a stage with a guy who was talking all about Bitcoin. And that was when Bitcoin was trading at like 20,000. I don't know where it is now, but it's not that high. And that was the rage. And this guy was selling it like hotcakes from stage because everybody had heard of Bitcoin, but they didn't. And here's the thing. They didn't know anything about it. And they wanted to know more about it. So he sold a course. It was like 2,000 bucks. And now I'm wondering, as I'm saying the story, I wonder if anybody that bought the course actually did well, because Bitcoin crashed like 3 months later. But anyway, that would be an example of something hot. It's a hot trend. A lot of people talking about it. If you know something about it that you can help people, you could monetize your intellectual property around Bitcoin. And if you don't know anything about it, go find something about it, because it doesn't necessarily mean that you're super passionate. It's the marketplace super passionate about it. What else is going on? Like, there's just so much going on with maybe Facebook Live is relatively new. They're always adding bells and whistles. Instagram TV just went in the last 6 months or so. Instagram added IGTV that you could find out more about and teach people. Just what I'm trying to convey in today's message, in today's podcast, is the old Wayne Gretzky quote is, I'm not the fastest guy on skates, the hockey player, Hall of Famer. I just know where the puck's going to be, you know, and I go there, and I get there first. So I know where the puck's going, and I get there first, okay? Where is it going right now in your marketplace? Wherever you, well, whatever you do, offline, online, stay tuned in. What's everybody talking about right now, and how can you help people? How can you add a lot of value, and then how can you get paid to do that? That's really what everybody wants. That's what everybody wants. That's why people want to leave their job. It's not because they want to open up a coffee shop, because they'll end up working more, and then they'll stress over employees and people stealing from the register, and you got to, you know, equipment costs are up and all that stuff. They don't want the coffee shop. They want what the coffee shop represents. You know what I mean? So the person selling them that coffee shop is really the one making money, because they don't have to do anything but sell them that coffee shop. And then they can go sell another coffee. Like, that's why franchises do so well. They just sell a bunch of coffee shops. The person working inside that shop isn't necessarily making any money. So what is it that you feel that you can help other people with, and they are really super passionate about learning that? That's the secret sauce right there. And so that was the message today, is it's okay to be passionate about something, but people get confused. Like, oh, I'm really passionate about this, so I know I'm going to make money because I'm just so passionate. Okay, think about how I spent $22,000 and made $17, okay? That will help you kind of say, okay, all right, put the brakes on a little bit. I get it. I'm excited about this, but what are other people, what's the marketplace excited about, and how can I bring those two together? All right, hope that helps. Have an amazing rest of your day, man. This might be, what if today was your last day on earth? How would you live? Would you live differently than you are right now? Would you? Would you live differently than you're doing? Would you major in minor things? Would you get caught up in drama? What if today, you knew at midnight today, it'd be your last day on earth? This is it. It's the end of it. This is your last day, baby. I hope you go out and squeeze that, all of it that you can, out of it. What are you going to do? Same thing you're doing right now? I doubt it. All right, so make it happen, make it work, and have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.